Hello, are you nervous?
Welcome back
to a podcast about nothing with V
and AD. Oh, I can imagine how people with braces feel because I have a piece of Starburst in my mouth. And I sounded funny saying that. Anything.
That's how people with braces sound? Seriously?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So this is really serious.
Like every other time.
But it's really fun, though. So, V came up with the idea, but we took it a little deeper.
Like always.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, music is connected to memories.
Music is connected to memories, which also it is Mental Health Awareness Month. Isn't that what this is?
It is.
Music heals the soul and the mind.
It does.
That was our deep quote for the day. That was deep. That was deep.
Music heals.
Music heals. Music heals like Vaseline on your heels.
Because you're crusty.
But we were just asking, like, hey, you know, what do you recall, or like what music makes you remember and takes you back to a place where you can remember certain things about your childhood, about events, about people, you know, just like smells. You can remember smells.
Mm.
Like, I know what like an elementary school bathroom or a cafeteria smells like.
I know. Oh, speaking of elementary school, elementary school pizza.
Yeah, like it has
a... And spaghetti.
Yeah, it has a smell to it.
Very, it's like, ooh, this makes me nauseous.
It smells plasticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's without seasoning.
Yeah.
Paprika.
So, this is just us rolling down memory lane. Voila! In my no car, but just some examples of... times we can recall music or our favorites or what we just remember. Let's test your memory.
Well, I'm really young, so it's not hard for me to remember certain things.
We'll see, Sam Cooke.
Ooh. Hey. Don't be giving away my secrets.
Don't be giving away my secrets.
Oh, I love Sam Cooke.
I know.
All right.
Okay, so... we're just coming up with some certain categories. You know, I noticed that when I'm in the car these days that I don't really play music. And it's because, one, it's really overwhelming to have access to all the music that you basically mm-hmm. have ever heard in your life. So to have all these apps, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, everything.
It's just too much.
Too much to figure out what you feel like hearing. But
that's real. That's real.
Like, mm-hmm. it's overwhelming. Like, especially if you know you're only going, like, 15 minutes up the street. And I personally don't like Atlanta radio stations.
Oh, I do. But I'm pretty new to the area, so.
Yeah, I personally, like, they don't stick to me. Like, I don't listen. I get more attached. You know, people get attached to the personalities on the radio.
Yeah.
So, for me.
Especially morning radio.
Yeah, in D.C., like, I remember the people. But here, it's like, they don't stick to me. I don't really remember what was going on. Their segments are really strange.
Their
segments are really strange on the radio. It's like, okay, you guys take it as a joke, so do I. So, yeah, but
you remember certain songs bring back certain memories, like
cleaning music. What was your Saturday morning? Well, you know, I wasn't waking up to just clean up nothing.
Oh, we didn't have a choice.
Yeah, my mom, she used to blast Fugees.
Ooh.
Ooh, la, la, la. It's the way that we ride for me, the way I think.
One time.
She used to blast the Fugees. And what's the other one I asked you to play? Les Nubians.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows the songs that you sing.
French music. Because that's my mom, not my fault.
No, I'm just when you sing, like
when I sing certain songs.
Yeah, it's like, oh, is that a Like, is that the melody?
That's how I remember them.
Is that the song?
Saturday morning. Yeah, my mom was into, like, a lot of... She's pretty frequent. Like, she stays... She keeps up with the times for the most part, but she has her favorites. Like, she was really into the 90s Fugees, Method Man.
I got one.
Pop stuff.
Went away from one.
What?
Says one. Where is it?
That is funny. This song. Hey.
Turn me up in the mic.
Turn me up in the microphone. Tell me this song wasn't going. Hey.
Told you. Bad dude.
Yeah, so she used to play that, and it just let me know, outside of my door was about to be a vacuum blasting through.
You need to get up and help.
No, you know how parents used to be hitting your door with the vacuum, so you can't
get your ass up and help me.
Right.
This is how I knew.
That's that grout cleaning music.
Not grout. Get your toothbrush. Some bleach.
Who's
this
in
Blue Dollars? Yes, don't it sound like her? Tonight is the night that you make me a woman.
Oh, wait.
You said you'd be careful. I wasn't allowed to sing the song, but I could sweep to it, though. What?
That's usually what it was. That is funny.
Who is making you a woman? You better sweep.
Hey, like, get mad because we know the words, but you playing it all the time.
Yes, like sexual healing.
That is fun. Oh.
Sexual healing.
When I get that feel. Who was playing that?
Look, let me tell you, Lil Willie used to get it in, okay? I was always getting in trouble for singing the wrong song.
When I get that. It's so funny because I really feel like I didn't realize how much you had to, like, listen to what you were paying attention to when you have children, because the type of music I listen to, my eggs are doomed.
That's what's wrong with your fast ass now.
My eggs are doomed.
All right.
We're going to make it through. So, family gathering music. What reminds me of, like, my family?
Ooh. You want me to tell you what reminds me of your family?
What? This is it, though. Hey. That's when I know the jellyfish is about to be hitting.
And it's about to be out, so you better get that last plate, okay?
Get your plate. Oh, no, this, you know what song this is?
What?
That picking up the trash.
Yeah, I was just about to say, get the trash bags.
We got the trash bags under the sink.
Hey.
Walk around, ask everybody if they finished. Go grab their plate.
It's right, the dollar sign. Turn around.
That's exactly what that reminds me of. The party's about to be over.
Yeah.
Go grab the trash bags. Take them from around the trees, around the house. Go pick them up.
Collect all the empty cups.
Collect all the empty cups.
And don't put the cups with the drinks in the trash bag, okay?
Empty them out before you put them in the trash. That's what that reminds me of.
That is the closing.
That is funny, because that is true. That is it, right there. Because now it's just any, like, Afro beats, African music.
Yeah, but that one is.
That is, like, the staple. That is funny.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that, escape now. Escape. Where's they like, gone?
They looking for us.
Looking for us.
The original of You Make Me Happy. You make me happy.
Oh, you don't like Beyonce version? Bunny hop, John. To the flow. You must stop now.
This you can tell.
Ooh.
Used to rain beside me.
Yeah.
That's the Frankie Beverly version.
Frankie. He looks good for his age, too.
He does. Now, is he Frankie and Beverly?
Well, he might be Frankie Beverly.
Or is it... I don't know. I'm confused.
I mean, I'm learning a lot about these old school singers. Like, Sade is a group, not a person.
What?
Right.
Mm. No.
Yeah, no, that's what she said. It's the group. Sade is considered the whole group. Her name is something else.
Her name is Helen.
Helen in the group Sade.
Felicide Adu.
Oh.
Okay. I think. Yeah. She's Nigerian.
See? Her name is not Sade. Who is Sade? Who is that?
Who is she?
Who is that? Who is Sade? Like, hey. No. That is so strange. Like, who else? Earth, Wind, and Fire? Was it all three of them?
What? Earth, Wind, and Fire is more than three people.
How many people is it? I thought it was only three elements.
No.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What yeah, else? But Earth, Wind, and Fire, the group is it's like five of them.
They included their band back in the day. Now they don't do that.
So, true.
Just like Salt and Pepper, they trying to be of the new age, getting rid of Cinderella.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it is.
They wrong for that.
They wrong. I have to every. How do you have to release your own statement? That is terrible. But what about like a radio jingle that you remember? Like or something or for me it was I don't know if this is a jingle. It was like the intro to Smooth Jazz 105.9. I can say that was my commute song.
That's not a song.
Well, not a song, but my bus driver used to play, and that's what I remember every time I hear it.
I remember J.G. Wentworth.
877 Cash Down.
877 Cash Down!
877 Cash Down! Still ain't got no money.
Atlanta has a lot of...
What the heck? Go and get your weave, girl. Remy. Like, wait, whose song is this? You start Shazamming, like, who was that?
They sound like real red. No, the law.
They expect you to buy weave and get into car accidents down here.
They do. Because let me just tell you, I can't pay my rent. I was like, well, what song is this? We all going through hard times.
We found out it's a whole law commercial.
A whole law commercial.
I pick up the phone. Don't call them. Call me.
Right.
Like, okay.
It's like, wow.
A radio. I don't know. I remember commercials, though. Like, I ain't stuck on the Band-Aid brand because the Band-Aid stuck on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me feel like I'm seven.
I don't know. My Baloney has a first name.
That's O-A-C-A-R. Ooh, my baloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R.
Hey.
To eat it every day. If you ask me, I will say. Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Wieners.
You just want to say wieners.
I did.
Okay, Thomas.
Right. Oh, I am his mother.
What about a song you performed in school?
Oh. Okay. I believe the children are future.
Where did you perform this by yourself?
Yes. I think I even have the video. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Look, that was you performing No Way.
Yeah, you had to lead the way with your hand.
Oh.
You had to touch your face. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
That's sweet. What grade were you in? Mm. Well, I feel like you were in high school.
No, I was, what? Sixth grade.
Oh, okay.
That's sixth grade, so yeah. It might have been fifth, but I think I was in Maryland, so it had to be sixth grade.
I was in Maryland. My chorus teacher was crazy, okay? She was from Houston, Texas, but she was like a soul singer.
Okay, what was your song that she...
Don't laugh because you already know.
I don't. Okay, go ahead.
It's the Italian song. I couldn't find Lascia, Io pianga, mia cruda sorte. Why were we singing this in school? And then she had the nerve to turn around and make us sing in Vogue.
Wait, what was that?
That he was a sexy lover boy from Chicago.
No, you did not.
I put it on everything. I'm serious. She was crazy.
Oh, you went to a black school?
No.
Oh, yes.
But said. There was all black people in our chorus class. I know. Yeah, black and Spanish girls.
Mm.
She was from Houston. I said, I don't know. Y'all different out there. But I only have to take it because everyone with not like a anger problem, but like.
What?
I was in girls group and they suggested everybody in girls group to take a music choice. So I had to do band or chorus and I ended up doing both. I played the tuba and I was in chorus. Because that's not funny. That is not funny.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why tuba was so funny.
She takes me as a joke.
Dog, you played the tuba?
Yeah, it was really easy.
Ooh, you were strong.
It didn't require any strength. It was like a... Just a that's all you had to do, like, and just press three buttons. Everything else requires so much more work.
Did you ever dance in school?
I was on the step team. I didn't really. Ooh, you know, in ninth grade, this is when Dipset was out really bad. So during our homecoming, we had to dance to like a Dipset song, and this girl made up a dance, and it was really sexually suggestive. Is that the word?
Yes, I guess.
Sounds good, but it was like, do T feel something hard in your back? We had to perform that during pep rally in ninth grade before we did, because they combined the dance team and the step team, so we had to do both. I was like, we shouldn't be dancing to this.
As you pop, lock, and drop
it. I was pop. Yeah, they were like, go get a boy from the crowd. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What type of school did you go to?
A white school.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We did.
Dipset. Danny, get your lips wet.
What?
Kids are so rude.
Eighth grade, we did Computer Love.
That is my song by Zapp and Roger.
Computer Love.
Computer Love.
And we mix it with but why, sir? The go-go song.
Budweiser?
Yeah.
I've never.
Yes, you have. And you were in Maryland at this time. Oh.
She said something about beer. Budweiser. Oh, performing school. I didn't perform it, but my brother and his friends performed the Bugs Bunny Jam. When I was in third grade and they were in fifth grade, and I missed that. I'm still mad about that to this day. They didn't call me out of class, but all my friends were there. Like, okay.
I'll see. Oh, how y'all my goodness. Me. All right. I'll find the song. And I'll play it later. Okay.
What about songs you made up dances to? Not necessarily performed them, but you made up.
Can you dig it? We can dig it. Can y'all dig it?
Who sings that?
It was from the, I think it was from the Space Jam soundtrack too. It's your boy, the CI. So grab your underwear.
So hoop, there it is.
That's yeah. All.
Hoop, there it is.
It's not hoop. I think it was whoop.
Whoop there. Oh,
can y'all dig it? We can dig it. And we were like shoveling. It was me, a white girl, and the other black girl.
Was it just me? When you used to make up dances as a child, you would have to make up a dance to the particular word that they were saying.
Because we were digging, and throwing it over our shoulder. Can you dig it? We can dig it. Can you dig it? We and then we did this. Y'all can't see me. I think I have a video for that, too.
I need to see this. We're going to put them up. IGTV cover soon.
What? We did not talk about this in our meeting. In our strategy meeting.
Because this is funny. Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
It wasn't serious for me. I just danced by myself.
What, at home?
Yeah.
In the mirror?
Yeah.
To what?
I would make up dances, or I would dance to the music videos. Like, I would just...
I was not an Aaliyah fan.
See, that was on my... We also have this question, the songs that you started, you loved and started to dislike. It wasn't necessarily a dislike for me. It was more so I just stopped listening to it, or I find myself skipping it every time I hear it. That Are You That Somebody? I bought that CD just for that song.
Song that is.
Are You That Song? Baby girl, better known as Aaliyah. Cause I really need somebody. Tell me. And then the song, the video where she was in that spaceship looking.
Oh.
The underground thing. What?
Isn't that in the video?
No. Oh. It's Busta Rhymes. Or that's Missy Elliott's video.
No, it's not. It's Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson.
Scream?
Yeah.
And if it's never. Oh, no. Oh yeah, my mom, when she felt like dancing, it was Janet Jackson all day. And I'm so happy. I've only seen her trying to run up a chair one time,
but what? Yeah. Oh,
after that I'm like, oh no, okay, you got to stop, you need to get into some old people music.
The Hucklebucks.
She said the Hucklebucks.
Yep. Okay, hold on.
But yeah, I used to listen to a lot of Aaliyah, and I don't really listen to anymore, God rest her soul. Do you have anybody that you don't get sick of, like an artist? Probably Teyana Taylor for me. I just love her.
Usher.
I can't even lie. I'm still not tired of Confessions. Like, I can listen to that whole CD all the way through and just be like, oh, these are my confessions.
Teyana Taylor is another one.
But she keeps getting better with the time. I can say that. So I don't necessarily listen to her old stuff, but when she comes out with stuff, I'm more excited than the last time. But Usher, he doesn't get old to me. He does not get old. At all. Who else? Beyonce? There's always something. You know what I like about stuff like Beyonce? There's always something you can pick. She has so many different types of music that she's come out with that you don't have to necessarily like all of them. You can like one, because like B-Day to me was her dancing album. Then she has like a ballad where she's singing her heart. And then she has one that she's like...
She's loving. Allowed her audience to grow with her.
Yeah.
To mature with her. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, this is it.
What song is that?
The Hucklebucks.
Oh, you're talking about the Hucklebucks. Somebody help me. Hey. You made up a dance to this song.
You don't know this?
That is, Gogo is seriously an acquired taste.
Yeah, because I hated it. Let me just tell you.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. I moved to Maryland from New York. And when I first heard Gogo, I was like, what the hell? Cowbells, this Jungle Boogie? What in the world?
Cowbells and Jungle Boogie.
Oh, but I can say that no matter where you're from, if you put it on, you're going to move.
That's what it is.
You're
to me.
Going to move.
It's that live sound, like a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, you're going to move no matter what you do. And then over the years, I just grew to love it. So hey, shout out to DC. No silencing the music or the culture.
Don't silence the culture.
Yeah,
take your ass back to Virginia.
Right. Northern Virginia.
Christmas City, Virginia. Take your ass back.
Right.
What type of music do you listen to when it's time to turn up? Because Go-Go used to be one of mine when it was on the way out. But that was when I was younger. Now,
you listen to the finest of ballads.
Yes. Before I go out, it's like I need to, it's the soft and warm, the quiet storm. Yeah. Before I decide to exit the house. Like, I like to listen to people sing. Ooh, I'm feeling cutesy.
What? Yeah. I mean, yeah. I used to listen to, like, when I was younger, like 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, she's
a Ghostface. Oh. Devin Adoo. 8-Ball.
Oh, I actually do like 8-Ball MJG. Or that one song that they had. I don't know what song it was. Bun B was pretty cool.
Bun B. Mm-hmm. David Banner.
He kind of scared me. He was scary, but he was...
Pastor Troy.
You and his Pastor Troy. Let me tell you. Was he a wrestler? Because every time I see Pastor Troy, he has a wrestling belt around his shoulder.
Because he's a soldier for the Lord.
Oh.
Yeah. Yo, I'm telling you, Pastor Troy is true. Vice versa. Oh, get with me.
Oh, he's seriously.
Oh, yeah. See, people think I be joking when I say what type of music I listen to.
I remember, I feel like you used to love 2 Chainz.
Used to. Okay. We are in a committed relationship.
Yeah, I like 2 Chainz too. But when I'm actually like turned up though, like reggae can get me to stop anywhere.
Oh yeah. Any Afrobeat now can get me to stop.
Yeah, that's the same kind of like bop. But like reggae music used to be, because when I was younger, I went to New Jersey for a party. And like it was like a reggae, all reggae party. Jamaicans. And I was lit. I was like 13.
Why? Why? Oh, the life you've lived. Tell us more.
So wow. I'm not telling you. Because I might still get in trouble.
Okay, here we go.
Technical difficulty.
Never mind.
Okay.
Snap on my nap. Like, on that cup.
That was such a rude. That must have been one of those songs you're not supposed to listen to.
Oh, yes. Well, no. I mean, for me, no, because I was old enough.
Old enough for what?
Oh. That's on that nap. I'm like,
oh, that cup. Yeah, I think anything 50 Cent with me, it was like, oh my gosh, why are you listening to this? I realized I couldn't listen to any around anyone else because I would be judged.
Oh, I mean, because I was with 50 when he made all his music.
Okay.
I mean, we're in a love-hate relationship.
He hates you, you love him.
So it's like, oh, 50, you so stupid. You're yes, so stupid. I love you.
What song reminds you of your lover, speaking of 50 Cent not being your lover?
You are a hater. Okay.
No, you're a hater.
I think you're truly something special.
Oh, she's in the
just room. What my dreams are really made of. Hey, let's get together, you and me, boy. I love that song.
Like, if you can have a spouse that could sing, would you want it? Like, would you want him to sing to you all the time?
No. Mm-mm.
You know, singing along with people who know how to sing is actually quite irritating. Cause it's like
very much so.
They always doing the extra runs.
Extra. Want to harmonize, hold their ear and stuff like, goodbye.
Earwax. Right. See it sticking to your ears, nasty.
That's how you feel when you sing with me? Because I can sing.
Oh.
Just what my dreams are.
Okay. Just because these are studio mics doesn't mean that's what.
Ooh, we professionals.
We professionals. What else? What is mine? Khalees. I hate you so much right now. Do y'all remember that song? I used to love Khalees, though.
But why does that...
My milkshake brings out a voice to neon, then like, it's better than you.
Why does that remind you of your...
You know, when I get angry, I'm learning to channel it into my music and like throw stuff, like soft stuff, not necessarily hard stuff anymore.
Because you got to clean that mess anymore. What? Look, I wasn't messing up anything because I'm the one that's gonna have to clean that up.
That's true. That's all. No breaking things like pillows and stuff now. Soft stuff. Empty boxes, not full ones.
Uh-uh. I ain't got time.
Empty jars, not
I ain't got time.
But that was my song. I'm bossy. I like that song too. I'm the first girl to scream in a check. That's why I'm
bossy. This is crazy.
Bossy, y'all. And I, you know, it's so funny because I met her in Atlanta. There was like a BET Expo or something like that, and she was the chef. I was like, wait, when did you cross over? But I guess people can do other things in their life. But she was like the head chef of the whole event.
I know that's right. Go ahead, Khalees, make that coin. Show them you got more talents than hating men through song.
Right. Hating your baby, even though Nas looks good, okay?
I disagree.
The man looks good.
I mean, he ain't no 50 Cent. He all right.
We ain't say all that. I just say he look good.
Wait, you like 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Oh, this podcast is over.
This she is gotta talk to my
yeah. What?
Yes, I'm in love.
Oh, no.
Are you serious? I'm not playing. You have a husband.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
Debatable.
No,
so
seriously.
Okay. So do you guys have a pass? Like, I mean, the one person?
50 Cent.
Dog, it can't be 50 Cent because 50 Cent is mine.
No, seriously, that's what he knows. That's who it is.
Like, his is Alicia Keys, but she don't want him. I mean, she's like Nanny McPhee now.
She ain't got on no makeup, so I'm just playing. She looks nice.
She does. She didn't at first though.
With no makeup on?
She really looked like Nanny McPhee.
And
it wasn't just the makeup. It's like she was wearing muumuus everywhere.
Oh, yeah, true. She had to come into herself.
Yeah. I mean, now I think also you have to get used to people in their natural state if they've always worn makeup.
That's true. Or enhanced something. And she's never been ugly, but skincare is one hell of a drug.
Yeah.
You need it, people. Y'all trying to go natural with y'all skin looking like who?
Right.
What? Yeah. You can tell you don't drink no water.
Dang. Really? 50 Cent is yours?
Yes.
Oh, it's a race now.
Oh, no. You can check the pictures of when I was in middle school. I had him all over my wall. I wasn't like, I liked B2K and stuff and all that.
Okay.
People,
okay. But real quick.
G-Unit was all over.
Okay. What was his profession before he became a rapper?
Drugs.
No, before that.
What do you mean? A child?
No.
He went from a child to a drug dealer to a...
To what?
A rapper.
Hey, 50, if you ever listen to this, she don't know you like I know you, boo. She don't know you like
what
I know you.
What was his profession?
He was a boxer.
Oh, a window shopper. Mad at me, I think I know.
The boy is mine, the boy is mine, the boy is mine, the boy is mine.
Oh, now she's trying to fight.
You need to give it up. I had about enough. Oh, gosh.
It's not hard to see the boy. And the fact that Monica and Brandy really didn't talk for that long after this is ridiculous.
What happened?
They were just trying to be mad at each other.
Ooh, industry beef. Ooh, we should have industry beef.
We should.
Over 50 Cent.
Yeah, you trying to talk about Vegas.
Ooh. Okay, earliest artist.
Earliest artist that I remember. See, I don't think mom was an artist. I think mom was a TV show. Because I remember Cleopatra.
I don't know what that is.
It was a TV. Cleopatra. Coming at you. Cleopatra.
Were they Spider-Woman? Okay, Cooper.
Wait. My earliest artist that I probably really, like, attached myself to probably was Aaliyah, that I can remember, because I bought her album. Well, I didn't buy her album, but I bought the Dr. Dolittle.
I feel so bad for saying it every time I say it, but I, like...
She's pouring shots.
What? I wasn't a fan of Aaliyah, but I also wasn't a fan of Beyonce. It wasn't until 4... that I became a fan of Beyonce, so therefore Aaliyah never got to become herself. We didn't get to see her potential.
The
right.
Peak.
Now, Rock the Boat was cool. Like, I'll rock my hips to it.
She was different for the time, but I can agree with you when I say we didn't notice her at her peak. Like, we just noticed her coming out, but it wasn't necessarily.
Well, she didn't. It's not even notice her. She didn't even reach her peak. She didn't even get to where she could have gone. Like, she didn't have a peak.
I mean, she did what she was supposed to do while she was here, though, because it's very rare that people come out.
Oh, I like that.
You get what I'm saying?
She I like didn't, that.
Like, she could do what she did when she was here. Like, she didn't have to.
So Rock the Boat was her peak.
Essentially. Because yeah. It's almost like Chris Brown. Like, Run It was his first song and probably his high. Like, I remember seeing Chris Brown on TV. Let me talk to you and tell
that's
you
not, no. No.
I was thinking when I saw it.
Okay, no.
But very few artists come out and we pay attention to them like that. And I think that's what happened with her as well.
Yeah.
So it was like she had to find herself and what she was doing, but she did a good job from when she was here.
Yeah, yes.
She had the swag.
But you know, Beyonce, you can't find her music anywhere. Like, it's not on any streaming platforms.
And I noticed they don't play it in her. Like, I have to go to her station on Pandora. They don't really play it in the in the rotation.
They got a lock on that.
Somebody does.
Okay, my earliest. Is it earliest and favorite or just
it
earliest?
Be earliest.
Just well, my earliest and favorite. Sam Cooke.
Oh.
Because my dad used to play it all the time. And so, of course, I grew to love Sam Cooke at a very young age. But then I used to read on him.
Oh, so I knew she was into
I mean, he was very handsome. Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart. For me, nobody.
Oh,
but
now
me.
That I think about it, for me it was probably like Britney Spears.
No, that's what. No, that's the same era. Why?
I'm trying to think. I liked all of them, but Britney NSYNC was definitely it in elementary school.
Yeah, I never listened to either one of them.
Oh yeah, bam, bam, bam.
You do love both of them, though.
Oh, Britney Spears. Man.
Her production is crazy, though.
How
a lot of producers like Britney Spears.
Now there's something rising wrong, child.
Oh gosh.
Why do these people sing like that?
Nobody sings like that. Nobody sounds like that but you.
I shouldn't let you go.
Alright, exercise music.
Rick Ross. I don't know why he has like the best motivational music. Young Jeezy and techno. Club music too.
Rick Ross does pick the best.
And for him to be so the big, best, it's like, boy, you got a lot of energy.
He looked like he smelled good though.
What?
Rick Ross.
Holla. Like his beard. What if he had like the sour neck?
Or like the sour. Never mind.
He's not the big that he's not the type of big that smells funny anymore. He's like normal big. So he does.
He like prison swole though.
Prison swole.
Yeah, well you like all right, look at a dude next time. Well, I don't know. If you're gonna be around.
Go to the jail.
And prison swole is when you like real fit on the top, but you real skinny down the bottom. Because all you do is, you know, lift. Bench press
oh,
and
that's
lift.
True.
Prison
oh.
swole.
Like he's at 34 at the bottom. 2 inches at the top.
He is fit.
What other? Yeah, I used to listen to a lot of club. When I first started exercising, it was like club music.
When I first started exercising, it was dubstep.
You look like you walk fast to dubstep.
Well, whenever the beat dropped, I would run. So I would walk. It's the perfect music for it because it's a build up. And then the beat drops, and then you run, and then it comes back down, and then the beat drops. So you're in a walk-run relationship.
Yeah. I don't know why this made me think of this, but, like, in the car, when we're, like, on road trips, I can't listen to that type of music in the car.
Hell no.
Because the beat is so repetitive that it's like, no, I have to be moving. I can't be sitting here. Like, my mom, when she's driving, like, on long distance, house music is what she wants to hear.
And
I'm going to sleep.
I don't want to ride in the car with her.
I don't want to go.
Time out.
Time out. This was fun.
This was fun.
Think about your favorite songs. before you get stuck on Baby Shark. Do. Baby Shark. That is fun. I cracked up laughing at that Instagram video for like 4 days straight.
Yes, I know. Yes, think of your favorite song.
Let us know. Leave us. You guys know you can leave us voicemails.
Hello, who is it?
Who is he? Call us in. Let us know what you think about the episode. Did that rhyme?
I want to say it did, but maybe not.
Sode doesn't really rhyme.
No.
Episode.
Yeah. So let us know what your songs are, what takes you down memory lane, whether it's a good memory or a bad memory, but hopefully it's good.
Keep them great. We like positive energy.
Yeah. Think about the first time you had ice cream.
I got bit by a dog.
What? Okay, never mind.
That's my earliest
next song.
Earliest memory of ice cream when I fell off the slide and the dog chased me.
Oh, okay. So, music.
Music makes our people
come together. It does. Yeah. It does.
So, yeah, thanks, guys, for tuning in. This was great. Think of your favorite song. We need to get some music for our intro and our outro.
Okay. It's a podcast about...
Can any of our listeners sing? Let's hear it.
It's a podcast about nothing.
Tune in. Oh, was I supposed to go to second verse?
Yeah.
About nothing, but about everything.
All right, we need help, obviously.
We need help.
Yo, thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. We are at 4,200 listens.
Whoop, whoop.
Yo, this is amazing, amazing, amazing. And we don't know where it's coming from.
We don't know where it's coming from. But check the site. Just click on stuff.
Who know? Like, people know us.
People know us. Oh, and we got coupon codes. NOTHING. That's nothing.
Ooh, I like that.
That was a song, but that's only for the coupon codes. 30% off Nabi Organics. That's Nabi with two I's, NABII Organics.com.
And 25% off of Better Roses. Smell their candles. All natural. Bed of roses. Naturals.
Get y'all stuff, man. Until June 10th. Until June 10th. Until almost springtime. So you can smell good by the time the summer gets here. Because... halitosis, halitosis. She got halitosis, halitosis.
They don't have toothpaste, though.
Hygiene problems.
Bye. Bye, y'all. Bye.